Hello everyone, and welcome to module two of this amazing Qigong practices, five animal Qigong. And today we're going to be embodying the deer. So we'll take on the energy of the deer to diminish anxiety and follow the deer's lead to break free from fear and anxiety. Okay, so let me, first of all, I'd like to ask you any questions that you may have from the previous session and the tiger that we practiced and embodied last week. Janine, would you like to share anything that you experienced while doing the tiger practices or hand practices?
Sure. Yeah. And I've only been able to connect since Sunday. So, but I've every day I'm, thinking about, and I journaled, what I, been doing too is, one is the, tapping the fingers, index fingers together to help, for my numb hands and feet and for circulation, which I definitely need that circulation for my blood vessels and my nervous system. So then also clapping the hands, again, just helping to help my organs. I've got a little skin, a lot of keratosis, especially on my chest, and I just, it's it goes away. Some of it goes away sometimes, but I think that's the largest organ of my body. So the clapping of the hands, stimulates the channels to the organs to connect with the circulation. So I feel an intention clearing my skin.
Oh wow. Okay. That's amazing. Thank you. Thank you for your shares, Janine. So, welcome Anna to this beautiful space, and we're just starting off with shares. What you experienced doing the tiger practice during the week. How you felt before you did the practice, how you felt afterwards. Did you journal? Did you journal anything? Would you like to share anything?
Can you hear me?
Yes, Anna.
I actually started the one I already practiced Qigong. I actually do a Qigong class on Sundays. So I'm like familiar with the five elements and the animals and everything like that as well. But I had was unfamiliar with like the Qigong in particular to the elements. I know some about the, I mean, to the animals, elements, animals. I know a little more about the bear though. But I really found the tiger one where we're kind of like doing the, I forgot what it's called, but it's like where you're doing that big stretch and then kind of like that, like, attack thing, or like that, that one that actually I felt really helped me to I would do it in the morning, like in kind of like morning air, possible in sunlight. I felt that one with some basic qigong, and I felt that one really helped me to kind of direct or focus more my yang energy. I have a situation right now. I'm working with my acupuncturist, but from a lot, I had COVID, then a sinus infection, and then I had a separate ear thing going on, and my ear, nose, throat doctor had me on a strong corticosteroid and basically everything. And I was also on a strong antibiotic for the sinus infection, and everything really jammed up my liver. And my acupuncturist was saying that my liver, when it gets jammed up, it runs very hot and very yang, very hot. Because the liver has to process not just all the pharmaceuticals or medications, but also has to process the waste from the various viruses and bacteria infections that you've had, so I found that that one kind of helped to, I feel like, ground out some of my excess heat, which was nice. Like I said, more directed. So that was nice. I unfortunately, speaking of illnesses, I'm run down again, and actually have been sleeping since about, oh God, 4 o'clock yesterday. I think it had, I think, I don't know. I'm very stressed at work right now. There was a lot of stress there. The COO was visiting yesterday, and so the few days beforehand, everyone's just been crazy, making sure everything is perfect. And it's really kind of, for me and for my boss, it's actually more been kind of like dysfunctional and frustrating, because where I work in the health and wellness department at a Whole Foods here. And the whole thing is like the whole store is like running around making the store look like something that it's not, so it looks perfect for the COO. But then it's like, then the COO doesn't see like the issues that we have and where we need help. So it's very dysfunctional at the end of the day. And then once he leaves, we just go back to the status quo, which is like being short-staffed and all these different things. And it's kind of just like, I don't know. But only my boss and I, maybe just because like we're more, like I said, we're on, we're kind of like a little island of health and wellness, awareness in the midst of just like a lot of people who, with all due respect, like aren't the most, they're very nice people, but aren't the most educated in the world or like aware, because at the rest of the store, is a grocery store. So, just haven't been exposed to a lot of things. So it's, I don't know. I feel like for our little team, it's kind of like it's a little frustrating, because we really need help. They really have to pay more, because our team has been consistently short-staffed because they don't pay enough. Because you need to know stuff to be on this team. You can't just be anybody. You have to know about all the products. You have to know about like the immune system and everything like that. So I feel like, it's hard for me, because I'm also highly empathic. So when everyone around me is stressed, like I could feel it on Sunday and Monday. I could just feel everyone, like the store was like in a pressure cooker, and I felt like I was trying not to, but when you're working in the middle of it, it's hard not to just like kind of like take on that energy, even though I really didn't want to be, but and was aware of what was going on. Anyways, so yeah, so now I'm trying to fight off a head cold again.
Oh, really sorry you've been going through so much. Hopefully this deer practice, will serve you to release tension and anxiety, when you're under pressure, moving forwards. Yeah, this is beautiful movements of the deer, that we're going to embody, are very graceful. It's like a dance, actually. We'll be doing deer dancing. Yeah, I hope your situation improves and your cold gets better. So have you been doing the hand movements to release this this stagnant energy for your cold?
I did a little bit. I didn't remember them as much.
Okay, I'll see if I can dig out the handout of the hand movements for you guys, or you can,
Oh, I know it's in the,
rewatch.
I haven't had a chance yet to look in this, and yeah, I know you have all the stuff in the student portal. I know it's there. I kind of did some from memory a couple days ago. I don't know. I think I've ended up focusing more on that tiger one with the kind of like the stretch and then the pounce, because I also felt that it really helped me to like, bring the breath all the way into my body and everything like that, but yeah, the hand movements would be a good one for me to do too.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so happy that the tiger is helping you to release that that stuck energy, especially around the liver and and gallbladder. So thank you for your shares, Anna and Janine. Yeah, very, very helpful indeed. Okay, so let's move on to the deer.
Oh, and if I can just say something really quickly,
Yeah, sure.
if you ask a question or for feedback and you don't hear from me, it probably means that I fell asleep. So don't just give me, not out of boredom, just out of like exhaust. Like I literally have slept since 4 o'clock yesterday. So that's like the
Oh.
best way for me to fight something. So
Oh, goodness. Okay. Yeah. But you can watch the replay later at any time. Okay. Yeah. So, shall we move on to the deer practice? So, I just want to share some slides. First of all, okay, you can see my slides, right? Yeah. Okay. So, welcome to module two. It's all about the deer. So, the way of the deer. So, the deer, they have strong kidneys. So, the strong kidney chi gives them the deer excellent hearing because the kidneys are connected to our hearing. Yeah. And supports also the healthy bones and joints. So they have strong bones and joints, which gives them power, high speed, and strength and agility. So yeah, they also take time each day to stretch and rest. This is part of the deer's famous rejuvenative powers to get rejuvenated. We all need rest, right, in our lives and time for stretching, resting, and playing. So it's all part of this kind of rejuvenative process. And in order to maintain their skills to protect the whole herd, and the deer, they buck occasionally. So they have kind of like a fight in quotes to see who is the strongest. So they occasionally lock horns to test out their antlers, and the one who actually wins this kind of a playful fight is turns out to be the strongest. So they're not actually doing it to hurt each other. They recognize that a strong, stable lead energy is necessary to protect the tribe. So whoever wins is the strongest one and has the stable lead energy to actually take care of the tribe. So that's the reason they do this kind of a event, let's say, occasionally. And the deer knows this. They're very, very sensitive. They have 300 million olfactory receptors compared to our 5 million. The human being only has 5 million. So the deer is the nose. Its nose is very, very sensitive. So they can easily sniff out any bad stuff in the air, for example, and also detect. If there's anybody around in their environment, they can actually smell that and react then accordingly. So, very strong noses and the sense organ. So, what are the qualities of the deer? It's their gentleness, their gentle nature, the heart intelligence. They're shy, but very, very powerful. We mustn't underestimate the deer's shy and gentle nature. It's like the water element the deer represents, right? It can either move through the world as a life-giving stream or a rushing river breaking through the banks, when speed, power, and agility are in need, are needed, right? Most. So shy, yet very powerful. And very, they can run at very high speeds, very agile. And their eyes are also very, I mean, they have such big ears, as you can see here in the picture, but also big eyes, the doe eyes. And they have a 300 degree vision because its eyes are at the side, they're really very big and very prominent, and they can actually see most of the environment. The only place they can't see is at the back, but they can really have a good vision view of the environment, which gives them an advantage. So they have these really sensitive noses and also these big sensitive ears and big eyes, so which they can see around the environment with their great vision. So if they sense or see any predators lurking around in the bushes or behind trees, they can then take action accordingly, react accordingly. So this is a really big advantage for them, their 300 degree vision. Although they have this kind of a good view, 300 degree vision, their eyesight is more alert, prominent in the early hours of the morning, like at dawn, and then later at dusk. That's when they're actually hunting for food. So their vision at that time is 5 times better than ours, actually. It's only during the daylight they can't see very well. But that's when the ears and the nose, comes into play, which gives them this extra sense of noticing anything that could be of danger to them. So with regard to traditional Chinese medicine, the yin organ related to the deer are the kidneys, and the yang organ is the bladder. And the element is water. The sense organs are the ears. They have these very big ears, and tissues governed are the bones and the joints. With regards to emotion, from the negative point of view is fear, because of the water element they represent. When we're anxious of anything, we have tension. We actually freeze, right? So that's how the element of water comes to play. I mean, we also, our water within our body freezes when we have some kind of tension, anxiety in our life, and that which turns then into fear. But we can work with this the energy of the deer, the spirit of the deer, to actually transmute, transform that fear into alertness and awareness, so something positive. And the color the deer represents is black, and the season is winter. Okay, so that was the slides. So first of all, let's do some warm up, because we'll also be doing a lot of movements, which involves the eyes as well. So let's start off with warming up our eyes and then rolling our eyes. Okay, so remember, last week we rubbed our hands from the Lao Gong point here to warm them up and get their energy. And once we have that heat in our hands, we can place that heat and light onto our eyes. Just breathing in that light, in that beautiful energy. Breathing in, breathing out. At our own pace. And drawing that beautiful light from our hands into our eyes. Okay, so when we're ready, we can remove our hands from our eyes. And then do some rolling of the eyes. Our head is straight, and we're just going to move our eyes from left and then upwards and to the right and down. So, doing a circle, okay? Let's do a couple of rounds clockwise and then anti-clockwise. Okay, so when you're ready, let's start. Down, look to the left, look up, down to the right, and down to the left, up to the right, and down. Let's do a couple of these in a clockwise position. And then come back to center, and now the opposite direction. So look down to the right, up to the left, and down to the right, up, left, and down. Yeah, just do a couple of these. In Qigong, it's recommended we do it 9 times when we're doing it, at home. So yeah, so okay, let's back to the center and relax the eyes. So again, once we're done with the rolling, again we take we rub our hands and place that heat again at the end onto our eyes. Again, breathing in the beautiful light. Yeah, we can do this exercise like 3 times a day, when our eyes feel tired, we've been working at our computer or just, yeah. Having a long day at work, just when we have a break, just we can exercise the eye muscles. Okay, when you're ready, you can remove your hands from your eyes. Okay, so that was the rolling of the eyes, exercising the eyes. And now we're going to do some warm up. So take a drink of water or whatever you have with you. And we're going to start with the warm-ups. You just okay, so I'll position my camera so you can see my whole body. Second. Right. This is okay, yeah? And you can hear me. Okay, good. All right, so we're going to begin with the head roll. So going from the left, so just making a circle with our nose. So towards the left, we're going up, and our eyes are following down and back to the center. Breathing in. And breathing out as we come down. So breathing in and breathing out as we come down. And now the opposite direction. So going towards the right this time and up. To the left and down. Again, to the right, up and down. So breathing in as you go towards the right and breathing out as you come down. Okay, back to the center. This time we're going to stretch the neck. So we're going to take our neck towards the left and back, and our eyes will follow. Okay, so Going, taking our head towards the left, and as far as you can go, don't overdo it. You know, listen to your body. And then back to the center. And now the other side. Your eyes are following. And back to the center. Okay, one more time. To the left, breathe in. And breathe out as you come to the center. The other direction, breathe in. And breathe out. One last time, towards the left, breathing in. And breathe out. The opposite direction, breathe in. And breathe out as you come to the center. Okay, so next, put your feet hip width apart, facing outwards, and we're going to roll our shoulders, okay? So just gently roll your shoulders, whatever is comfortable for you, so listen to your body. So breathe in as we take our shoulders up and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. One last time, up and then down. And now the opposite direction. So take them back, up and down. Just rolling them gently. Okay, breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, and breathe out. One more time, breathe in, and breathe out. And then we finish off again going backwards. So take them up, backwards, and down. So breathe in, breathe out. Breathing in and breathing out. One last time. Breathe in, breathe out. Our legs should be not too straight, a little bit, the knees a little bit bent, you know, we don't want to be stiff. So, and the next one is for our hips. Even last week, I forgot to do the hip warm up, even when you're doing the tiger exercises, please warm your hips as well. Okay, so let's just do some gentle hip rolls, rotations. Going clockwise. It's like the hula hula dance that they do in Hawaii and other parts of the world. And now come to the center and the other direction, anti-clockwise. Okay, this just loosens our hips and removes all stagnant energy from this area. Okay, come back to center. Now we'll do some bigger rotations, right? Okay, so just whatever's comfortable for you. Just go as far forwards and backwards. So listen to your body. Breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in and breathing out. So come back to center and we go the other direction. Okay. It's just loosening the muscles in our and the joints around our hips. So that when we do the deer form, you know, we're all this area is warmed up. Okay, so breathe in, breathe out, breathing in. And breathing out. Okay, come back to center. And the next one I'd like to do is a new one for you. So we put our hands to the side and we bring our hands up to our head, just above our head, and then down. Okay, I think I need to just show you my hands. Okay, so hands at the side. And then bring them down. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Now we're going to do it faster. So we slowly take them up and then we bring them down, okay? So breathe in and then breathing out as you bring your arms down. Again. Okay, so slowly come back to the center. Okay, the next one we're going to do, we're just going to hold our fingers like this and then just swing our arms right from left to right. So your knees are slightly bent because, you know, they're not straight. Okay. And then this is also, it opens up our shoulders. We're going to take them, we're going to do a circle. Next one. So, like this. And then on the other side. Okay, circle. So, one, two, three, circle. One, two, three, circle. One, two, three, circle. One, two, three, circle. Okay, so slowly come back to center. Okay, so those were a couple of new exercises for you. So now we're gonna kind of rotate our knees. So again, warm our hands, collect the heat in our hands and put them, bring our feet together. And just bring the camera down. And we're going to rotate our knees, okay? Bring our feet together. First of all, clockwise, just taking your time at your own pace. And then anti-clockwise. Okay, so slowly come back to center. And then finally, the feet, the stretching of the feet, if you remember from last week. So we do the left one first. So put some weight on the right side and bring the left leg out and flex the foot. Okay.
Can't see your foot
Okay,
forward.
okay. Sorry. Okay, so flex it up. And then we take it back. And then let me show the side view so that when we're doing it, stretching at the back, it's like this. Okay. And same with the other one, the other side. Flex it up and then stretch it so the toes are, you know, on in the floor. Okay, let's just do one more with the left. The knee is bent, right? My back foot, my back leg, the knee is bent, so I can stand kind of, I'm stable. And then it's the back. If you need to hold onto a chair, please do. Okay, same with the right. Okay, so now that we've warmed up, let's just do some shaking as well. Okay, so let's shake. Shake our legs, bend them like we're bouncing, and bring our hands up. Shaking is really good for us. When we're anxious, bring our hands up above our head. When we're anxious or have tension, we can really shake it all off. That's what animals do, you know, when they've had a bad experience, some trauma. When they get to a safe environment, they actually shake. So they're releasing that negative energy out of their body straight away when they feel safe, you know, they're in a safe environment. So we can do the same if we've had a bad day at work. At the end of the day, when we're at home in our safe environment, we can really shake it off. And let's, yeah, just do the shimmy, shake our butt, and do shimmy, shimmy, shimmy. Okay, so now we're warmed up. Now let's play with the deer. The hand forms, if you remember, I'll come back closer to the camera. So these are the, you bring the middle finger and the pink, not the pink, the ring finger in, and the other fingers are stretched. The thumb, the index, and the pinky are all stretched out. Yeah, so let's just do a couple of these. So bring the ring and the middle finger to the palm, to the center of your hand. So let's, yeah, just warm our hands up. So when we're doing the deer form, as we're doing the movements, our hands are the fingers, the ring and the middle finger are not really touching the palm. There's a little, they're a little loose, right? They're not like this. So this is how what the position's going to be when we're doing the movements. Okay, so we're first of all starting with circles. So do the hand form of the deer. Put the hands at the side. We're going to put them towards the left, and our right hip kind of comes back. You know, twist like a little twist to it. So, and then we're going to go round. Our eyes are following our hands, and as we go to the right, the left side of the hip is out. Yeah, and then and the legs are not very stiff. Keep them loose. The knees slightly bent. So as I'm coming down, my hip is towards the left, and my kind of my the right knee is slightly bent. Okay. So this is the follow your eyes, head follows your hands. So it's like if you imagine, you know, the deer is like twitching its tail. So imagine we have a tail at the back and we're twitching our tail. Breathe in, and as we come down, we breathe out. So breathe in and breathe out. Breathing in and breathing out. So come back to the center. Now we're going to do the other side. So hands go to the right, and the left hip is a little bit kind of, you know, twisted. So there's a twitch. So bring our hands up and down. So our upper body is actually kind of a turning as well, you know, our torso. So breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Come back to center. So that was all these movements are when the deer is stretching. Yeah, so it's good to stretch our body with these movements. So the next one is where we're scanning. The deer scans the horizon with its 300 degree vision. Okay, so here, But let me show you the bow, the some of the bow stances. So the bow stance, put your weight slightly on the right leg and bring the left foot forward. Let me just see. Can you see? And the back, it's not straight. It should be a slightly at an angle, the front leg, and the back foot is at 45 degrees, facing at an angle of 45 degrees, right? So just bend the front leg slightly. So this is like the bow stance. So this is the stance that to give us stability when we do the hand movements, okay? And the same, let's practice with the other leg. So bring the weight this time on the left leg. Bring the right foot out. It should be flat on the floor, and the back foot is at 45 degrees angle. And again, just bend the front leg slightly so this you feel stable, okay, and centered. So this is we need this pose for the scanning movement, okay? So we start off with the left leg in the front. So put some weight on your right leg. Bring your left leg out. Adjust your foot at the back foot to 45 degree. Make the deer hand form. So the front leg, we have the left leg out. So the hands are on the opposite direction. Okay. And they're like kind of same height as your head. And we're going to scan, move the arms and scan the environment. Our eyes follow our hands. Go as far back as you can. So stop here. So when you get to this side, to the left side, so we bring our arms over and then come back to center. Okay, now do the opposite side. So bring the right leg forward and the hands are at the opposite side, okay? And we do our deer hands, and then we slowly scan the environment. So breathing in and breathing out. So when we get to the other side, we bring them over and then step back gently. Okay, so let's do this a couple of times so yeah, our body gets used to the movement. Okay, so again, put a little weight on the right leg, bring the left leg out, adjust the back foot, 45 degree angle, and hands out here on the opposite side to the leg which is in the front, and then we scan our environment, just following our head and eyes following. And then when we get to the opposite side, we come back to the center. Okay, now with the other leg. So just breathing in. And breathing out. Okay, once again. Adjust, make sure to adjust the back foot at 45 degree angle so you feel stable. And the front leg is, the knee is slightly bent. Okay, so breathing. And breathe out. Okay, now the right side. Breathing in and breathing out. Let's do it one more time on each side. Breathe in and breathe out. Okay, the right side. And breathe out and come back to center. So that was the scanning. So we're scanning our environment and also we're stretching, the torso as well as we turn around like this. And also the hips are turning, right? So yeah, it's kind of stretching most of our body here. So the other stance of the deer is the curtsy. Okay, so the curtsy is we're going to put slight weight on our, sorry, the right side, and the left foot comes, oh, you can't see my foot, let me just. Okay, so put slight weight on the right, and the left foot comes in front of the back. The back foot is parallel, right? Facing forward. And with our hands, make the deer form. We are going to go like this and look at the back heel. And then come back to center. Okay, I need to show you the arms as well. Okay, this is called the curtsy. So let's do it on the other side. This time the right foot is in front of the left. And the make the deer form. Our hands are face the opposite side. So we go up and we go around and we look down at the back heel. So we're really stretching the side here. Yeah? Okay, then come back. Let's do that a couple more times so we get used to it. Okay, so the left side, left foot, and your kind of groin, your thighs are joining, your groins is together, yeah, your groin. So we bring our arms, the deer hands up. And then we look down. So the hands are like facing outwards, right? So this gives a good stretch to our torso and then come back to center. So once again, the other side. This time my right foot is in front and then we curtsy. The knees are bent, so when you curtsy, the knees are bent and the hands are facing outwards. So we're looking at the back heel, okay? And then come down. Come up. Okay, one more time. Starting with the left. Make our deer hands and bring them up and curtsy. Okay, the other side. Okay, come back to center. So that was the curtsy. And the final stance of the deer is the deer buck, when they're playing with the antlers of fighting with each other to see which one is the strongest. So in this movement, we have to do the bow stance. So I'll just show you the bow stance. Can you put here the left leg forward and the foot is at 45 degree angle. And we're going to use this, and the front knee is bent. So we're going to use this to do the bucking, right? Okay, so maybe you can just watch me for the first one and then do it with me. So we start off with making a soft fist, right? With our fingers curled in and our thumb over the finger. Hands at the side and we bring them out, breathing in and breathe out. And now we make the deer form and then bring Put little weight on our right foot, bring the left foot out. It's flat on the floor. Adjust the back foot, and then we're going to turn the hands like this as we buck, okay? So we go like this, and then come up again, and come up, down, and up. Our head is still down, it's not up. So, you know, when we're doing this buck stance, the head still remains not too down, but it's still down. Okay, and then we release softly and then come back to center. Okay, so should we try that together? Yeah, start with the left side. So put some weight on the right and bring the left leg out, bend the front knee. Oh, sorry, we need to start with the fist, with the feet hip width apart, and then bring our arms in this position, and now make the deer form with our hand. And now bring the left leg forward and adjust the back foot, and then let's do the buck. Oh, the head remains down, yeah. So forward, backwards, forward, backwards. Forward, our knee is bent, and as we go back, the knee straightens, the legs straighten. So forward, back, forward, back, forward, and back, and gently release the hand and come back to center. Now we do it on the other side. So put weight this time on your left and bring your right leg forward, adjust the back foot. Oh, I always forget doing this, sorry. We have to do the fists first. Okay. So do the deer hand, and now we're going to bring the right foot forward and back. Okay, so breathing in, breathing out. Breathe in as we go down and breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. One more time. Breathe in and breathe out. Come back to center and release the hands. So those were the various movements, stances of the deer. The next thing I'd like to show you is to combine the circle with the scanning. Okay, so I'm going to bring my left foot out, adjust the right foot, and bend the front knee slightly. So we're going to do circles. So we're going to start on this side. So the hands on the opposite side to the leg, which is in front. Make our deer forms, and then do our circle. And we're twisting the hips, yeah. As we go, make our circles. So you'll see that when we're here, our hip is towards the opposite, and gives us this kind of counterbalance, so we can do this movement better. So just gently follow, your eyes should be following your hands. Okay. So now when we get to, hang on, sorry, we have get to this side, we can do the scanning. Just go as far as you can to the back, and then bring your hand forward and come back, step in. Okay, so we'll do the same with the opposite leg. So we start with the circles first. So breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathing and breathe out. Breathing in and breathing out. So one final round, half a circle. We get to this side, which is the hands on the opposite side of the leg, which is in front. And then we scan. We scan our environment. Go as far as back as you can and then bring your arms forward and step in and come back to center.
Thank you. I need to leave.
Oh, okay. Thank
Thank
you,
you so
Janine.
much.
You can watch the replay.
I
Okay.
will see the rest on the replay and do. Thank you so much, Anna. I mean,
Okay.
I thank you.
Okay. Have a beautiful day.
Bye, Anna. Thank
Okay.
you for your input also.
Yeah. Okay, bye, Janine.
Bye.
Okay, so let's do.
Oh, I am touching with my finger.
It one more time. So, with the left foot forward, adjust the back foot, and we make circles. So, twisting our hip in the opposite direction to where our arms are going. Okay, one last full circle. And then we come to this side, to the right side, and we scan. Okay, and then bring the hand back to the center. Okay, again with the other leg. Adjust the back foot. The front knee is slightly bent. So, starting with the circle. And breathe out. You'll notice that when I'm going up, my front knee is bent, and as I come down, the back knee bends, yeah, as we twist in the opposite directions of the hands and arms. Okay, one last circle, and then we bring our hands to the right-hand side and scan. Okay, and then bring, stepping back gently, bringing our arms down to the center. So that was the integration of the circle and the scan. Okay, and so I'm just going to take a pause here for a few minutes and come back closer to the camera. So, Anna, if you have any questions regarding any of these movements, I'm happy to take them.
I don't. I'm pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
I
yeah,
mean,
I mean we can.
it feels nice to do them. I really like that curtsy one was really nice. I felt a lot of like stretching in a lot of different places with that. And it's funny
Yeah.
because I know deer make that movement. I mean, there are deer around where I live, and I know how they, I've always like wondered how they like turn their heads all the way back and can like, scratch their tail ends with their mouth so they can turn all the way back like that.
It's a beautiful, yeah, you can feel the stretch even like, you can feel the kidneys actually working as well as you turn. And also stretching here, and I could feel my kidneys as well as I turned on this side. Yeah, so it's a beautiful movement. Yeah, I love the curtsy as well. Okay, so if you don't have any more questions, I'm going to integrate the tiger as well with the deer, so we can do the tiger movement and then all the deer stances to finish off. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so let's I'm going to do like the side view of the tiger so you get another view of the stretches. Okay, so if you remember, this is the tiger awakening and stretching. So our feet are hip width or shoulder width apart, and then we begin with our hands stretched in front of us. Elbows are slightly bent. So we roll, starting from the pinky, roll our hands and bring the energy up to our chest. Then open our hands and stretch up. So looking up, stretch, stretch with the hands facing the earth, sorry, the heavens, and the feet kind of grounded and pressing in the earth. Okay, and then we roll our fingers again, making the tiger fist and pulling that energy from the heavens down to our center, and then making the tiger paw here, bending our knees and chin up and shoulders back, and we're looking up. And then coming back, straightening our arms, and then releasing. Okay. So I'm also going to just adjust the camera again so you can see my hand when I go up. So let's do it one more time, the tiger stretch. So the hands are in front. Feet are shoulder width apart, hands in front of us stretch. Now make the tiger fist. Pull that energy up to the center, to our chest, and open our hand. And then we stretch, stretch, stretch up. Pressing against the sky, our hands and the feet pressing against the earth. And then we roll our fingers, starting from the pinky, and make the fist, tiger fist. And come back here, open our hands again, make the tiger paw just below our ears, and then bend our knees and stretch our shoulders back. Chin up, come back to the center and stretch our arm, and then breathe out. So let's do it with one last time with a breath cue. So hands are in front of us, make the tiger fist and breathe in. Breathe out. And breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, and breathe out. Coming back to center. So that was the tiger stretching, and the next one was the pouncing of the tiger. Okay, and this movement, I think you need to see my feet as well. So we roll, we make the tiger fist here. We roll, bend our knees, we roll our shoulders back, and then we pounce. Right? Go as far as you can. If you can only go this far, that's okay as well. So roll and pounce. Breathe in and ha, breathe out as we breathe out. Make a noise. Breathe in. Okay, so now we're going to do the sides as well. So we'll do center, left, center, right, okay? With the pouncing. Okay, let's go. So make the pawn roll, And then back to the center. Okay, and release. So that was the tiger pounce. And now moving on to the deer. So we're going to start with our left foot out. It's facing the floor. It's grounded, right? It's not flexed. So, and the back foot is at a 45 degree angle. So we're going to start with a circle and the scanning, okay? So make the deer form, okay? So it's loose, my middle and ring finger, they're not touching my palm, so they're loose, okay? So we make circles and just twitching our hips the opposite direction to where the hands are going, and our eyes are following the hands. Okay, one last circle, breathe in and breathe out. And as we get here, we scan the environment. And then release, come back. And the same on the other side. Starting off with a circle. So my hands are on the opposite side of the leg, which is in the front, and my hip is slightly kind of turned, you know, in the opposite direction towards the right. So let's start with a circle. Breathe in and breathe out as we come down. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. And then here now we're going to scan. And then come back to the center. Okay, let's do that one more time. And if you feel you don't want to put your foot out when you're doing the circle, you can actually place the, you know, hip width apart and then do the circles like this. This is kind of version one of this dance, and a little more advanced version is when we put our foot up. But when we do the scanning, we will need to put the leg out, okay? So let's do some circles with our feet hip width apart, okay? So starting on this side, let's go towards the right. And we have to twist our hips, yeah? Our upper part of the body as well. And follow our hands. So breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. So when we are scanning, we bring the left leg out, bend the knee and scan the environment. And then come back to the center. Okay, now let's do the other side. Starting off circles. So breathe in and breathe out. Breathing in, breathe out, breathe in. My arms are also not straight there, a little bit loose. My elbows are slightly loose, so we shouldn't be stiff as we're doing these exercises. So on the next round, we're going to bring our right leg forward and scan the environment. Okay, and then come back to the center and relax our hands. Okay, so that was integrating the circles and the scanning. And the next movement is the curtsy. So we'll start off with the left side. Bring our left foot in front of the right foot, and our kind of my thighs are touching, so the groins together. And then we start with the hands on the right-hand side, make the deer form, and let's do the curtsy. And release. So do the opposite side. So breathe in and breathe out and release. One more time. So the knees are slightly bent, right? When we do the curtsy. And release, breathe out. We come back to center. Now the opposite side. And look down and at the back heel. That's what we're doing, right? Looking down, and the hands should be out, facing outwards. Okay, and release. Let's do it one more time. I'm going to, so you can see my hand movements, just bring the camera slightly up. So the left foot is in front of the right, and here, the hip, the thighs are together. So, and then we do the curtsy with the deer form. So it's like this. The arms, I'm looking at the back heel. Okay, and come back. And now the opposite side. So bring the hands over our head, the top hand or arm is over the head, and I'm looking down at my back heel. And come back to center. So that was the curtsy, and the last form is the deer buck. Yeah. So we again start with the paws at the side and bring our arms here to the center and make the deer form. And now we bring the left leg forward and back. And back. Forwards, backwards. Forwards and backwards, forwards and backwards, and I'm still looking down when I'm up. Okay, and then finally release and come back to center. And the same for the other side. Breathe in and release and make the deer form. And now bring the right foot out, and we're going to buck. Breathing in and breathing out. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. One more time. Breathe in and breathe out. Lift your head up and come back down to the center. Yeah, so that was the deer bucking. So those are the main stances and movements of the deer form. So now we need to regulate our chi, regulate the breath. So we need to do that exercise. We should have done it at the beginning of the class as well. I forgot to do the regulating of the breath. So let's do that now. Put our hands, palms facing outwards. Bring our arms up to center. And then bring our hands closer to the heart and bring the chi down to Mother Earth. Okay, again, breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Okay, now just get centered and relax. So, and then we end the practice by doing the bowing and honoring the animals and each other. So make a fist and put one hand over the fist and let's take a bow. So thank you for joining me today. I really appreciate and honor you. Thank you. So, any questions before we close?
I don't have any. I've just been doing the movements with you. It's been really nice after, sleeping a lot, kind of like a nice way to get things circulating again without overdoing it. Yeah, so.
Yeah. Okay, that's great. I believe Anna, we know each other. I think we've been on the Epiphany course.
Epiphanous. Yeah, we were.
Epiphanous, yeah.
Yeah,
That's why
that
I
was it.
thought last week, when I saw you, that yeah, you look familiar. So
Yeah.
yeah, it's great to see you again in this
Yeah,
container.
you too. Yeah.
So Anna, there is a home play this week for you, for everybody. So I'll just bring up the document, and this will be in the student portal as well. So let me just share my screen. Okay. All right, so this is basically if you do have the time each day this week, make time to practice the tiger form followed by the deer form. So using the recording as your guide until you no longer need it, yeah? So daily practice will build your muscle memory and keep it fresh in your mind as you play with the first two of the animal frolics. So yeah, so this will, the deer will strengthen your bones and your joints. So do if you can only practice the deer, then do that this week. Okay, so if you have a chance to warm up with the hand forms and stances, that would be ideal as this maintains manual dexterity and strengthens legs and hips for long-term health, right? So practice with a sense of play to release tensions and stress, knowing that that 59 generations before you have practiced this Qigong for their health and vitality. So enjoy learning the tiger and the deer form. So yeah, so that's what I wanted to share about the home play. And I'll see you next week for module three, where we'll practice the bear and embody the energy of the bear. So I look forward to that. And so see you next week and have a beautiful day.
All right, you
Okay.
too. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.